History class? I like it okay, I think. It kinda depends on who I'm talking to.
Why does it depend on who you're talking to? Do you like it or not? Welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and I'm glad that you're listening. Hey, let me start out by asking you a question. Are you a flip-flopper? No, not the kind that you wear on your feet. I'm talking about the kind of person that just can't make up their mind. Well, I hope it's not you. Listen to this from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. It says, "We should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ." Our story today is about somebody who just can't make up their mind. It's called Easily Swayed. "I totally agree, Jill," said Heidi as she talked on the phone. "History is so boring. I hate it too." Heidi finished talking and put down the phone, but it immediately rang again. Heidi answered it, and this time her remarks were very different. "History is your favorite class?" she asked after talking for a little while. "Mine too." By the time Heidi hung up, her mother, who'd overheard the remarks, had gone out to the garden, and the subject didn't come up again. But later that evening, Heidi got another phone call, and she seemed to have changed her mind again. "You're right, Jess," Mom heard her say. "History is such a drag." After talking a few minutes longer, Heidi said, "I'll ask Mom and call you right back." Heidi hung up, then asked, "Mom, can I go skating with Jesse's youth group tomorrow?" "Sure," Mom said. "That sounds fun." "Oh, I don't think you should go," teased Dad. "You might fall." "Oh, you're right," said Mom. She looked worried. "Tell Jess you can't go, honey." "Sounds like fun to me," said Heidi's sister. "Well, okay then," said Mom. "Go ahead, Heidi."
"But then I'll have to do the dishes by myself," grumbled Heidi's brother.
"True," said Mom. "You better not go then, Heidi."
"You're kidding, right?" asked Heidi. "Every time someone gives you an opinion, you sound like you change your mind."
Mom smiled. "Actually, I noticed today you seem to change your mind about history class every time one of your friends gave their opinion, and I wanted you to see what it's like for someone to be so easily swayed. Either you weren't being honest with some people, or you're too easily influenced."
"Oh," said Heidi. I guess I do sometimes take on other people's opinions, so I agree with them."
"Well," said Mom, "it made me wonder how firm you are when it comes to your convictions regarding God and the Bible. Don't shift just to fit in or win the approval of other people. And don't let anyone persuade you to compromise on what's right or wrong, okay?"
Thoughtfully, Heidi nodded.
"Good," said Mom. "Now, call Jessie and tell her you can go skating."
So how about you? Do you say the same things your friends say just because you think it's what they want to hear or to get them to like you? That's not being honest. It's especially important to stand firm when it comes to what God says in His Word. Don't be swayed by anyone who says something different from what God says. Let others know that you believe and follow God. Our key verse for the day is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45. It says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good." And our key thought for the day, don't be easily swayed.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. Make sure that you share it with a friend. As always, my name is Zach, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow.